WFFO Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope that you are having a fantastic Monday. It's nice and warm over here. It's about 50 degrees. I got sandals on. I'm wearing a flannel. It feels like spring. Yes, please. I know it's early. I know it's still March, but, you know, a boy can dream. So, what we got for this hour? This hour is going to be a little bit of everything. I've been lazy this semester. I'm sorry, guys. I've been super lazy with this show. My bad. But it's still good music. It's not in the form that I think I would like it to be in, but that's okay because, you know, still here having a good time. That is what it's about. So what we got today, we're going to start with a little bit of a 60s counterculture rock, if you will. Then we're going to go to some 90s and 2000s hip hop just because I'm in that mood. I'll explain why when we get there. Then we got some psychedelic Jimi Hendrix-esque stuff. Got some soul, got some more 60s rock, and then we're going to finish off with some beautiful, beautiful jazz. So if any of that sounds appealing, I encourage you to stick around. Our first song of this hour is going to be For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield. This came out in 1966, I believe, and it came out as a counter-war song, an anti-war song, the war, of course, being the Vietnam War. I'll talk about that a little bit more once we get into it. So first song of the hour, For What It's Worth, Buffalo Springfield. Hope y'all enjoy.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
So that was our first song of the hour. I don't know. I heard that it was, I was watching a ski video, as one does when it's the winter time. Cause you know, I feel like if the weather's gonna be poopy, you might as well make the most of it, you know? So I feel like some good old winter sport fun is always in order. So I was watching a ski video and that song was on it. That's why it came to mind. And I was listening to it a lot yesterday, and yesterday felt like spring, you know, it was nice out. It was like 60. Which is apparently unheard of. I'm not from here, so I don't really know. But it was a fantastic day, and I was looking around. And I was like, stop. What's that sound? Is that spring? Has spring sprung? Spring has not sprung, unfortunately. But for what it's worth, That's my take on the song. This next song is called Can I Kick It by A Tribe Called Quest. And then right after that, we're going to hear Coco Mango by MF Doom. A Tribe Called Quest is, they were the first kind of alternative hip-hop band out of Queens, New York. And they were very formative for the entire genre. What else can I say about them? They were the first band that really sampled. And you'll hear that on this song. I didn't pause it in time, so you got a little bit of a sneak preview. But they sample Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed, which is a fantastic song as well. It's a little bit too similar to What It's Worth. But Can I Kick It? Tribe Called Quest, here goes.
Like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game, we're the player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
fixed price.
It's called advertising.
By advertising toy guns, you're encouraging kids to enjoy violence.
What do you know about the total spectrum?
I know what I feel.
Listerine, green jars, hit clean, Jalapeno, Emma, thick queens, Mama Mia rhymes, jalapeno peppers, click mean large, brick scene, mirage is ours, quick mean cars, strict Dina law, make you quota, check your clock, shock taqua, concoct a potion, blue nylon lotion, call it aqua, talk you on watch, sure ox, a lot, turricot, Fordham roll in extorter mode, new spot too hot, here you go ma, you boom, that's Coco Mango. She let her hangle, her man said, yo, no tango. Bangles jangle, no gangs tranquil. Black grill, roll shank, still bankroll, echo. F to the NR, two thieves, a bum in the car. But never had no beef, so alhamdulillah. Inshallah, any duties, top grillers, no Mercedes sign. Bubble nuggets with the ruby, cop killer 89. On the line, on the third, like Lupin. Word is the bond, that's honored Don Shukran. Afwan, rhyme dear Don. Living sooner of the Prophet Muhammad, the lay salam.
He's right, and he knows the rules. You gotta know the rules before you can break the rules. I just heard about the campaign. It's a trailblazer. Your mouth top conception. It's a masterpiece. Mike, it's already a classic. As far as I'm concerned, you're my man.
Eustace wants he has to do your advertising. It's gonna cost you $1 million up front. Cash.
I am in. Me too. That is a revolution.
So that was our hip hop for the hour. Oh, my bad, y'all. That was our hip hop for the hour. I'm done now. If you don't like hip hop, which is a lot of people, understandable. But I hope you enjoyed it just a little bit. The reason I've been having hip hop on my mind and thinking about kind of listenable hip hop is because one of my close friends, Santiago, is from Mexico City. And, you know, this didn't really come as a huge surprise to me, but Mexico City does not exactly have a huge rap scene. Or a hip-hop scene in general. So Wesley and I, another friend, have been on a mission to make Santiago enjoy hip-hop, because he and I both enjoy hip-hop. So we've been picking songs that we think that'll be up his alley, as a non-hip-hop appreciator. So that's kind of tends to be jazzier tracks, as you can hear, especially A Tribe Called Quest back in the... I mean, they were the first to do it, really, but... very jazz infused beats. That second one is by MF Doom, who many consider to be one of the greatest rappers of all times. He is most known for his album called Mad Villainy, with the legendary producer Madlib. If you have any interest in hip-hop, I would highly recommend that you check those out. But that was just a little... I don't even know why he did that. He's very famous for MF Doom. Just to get into the lore a little bit, he's one of my favorite artists. Has a bunch of different alter egos, and he created... what's so special about his discography is that he creates these completely alternative worlds as MF Doom, the supervillain, King Ghidra, Victor Vaughn, and there are all these different characters that he writes under. They're kind of all aliases, and they all kind of, as albums, weave together into this very complex MF Doomian plot. So it's just, he's a fun artist to obsess over just because there's so much going on there. And as you can hear, he's a fantastic lyricist. I don't know anything he says on that song, but it sounds fantastic all the way through, in my opinion. You don't have to agree. This next song, we're going to kick it to Sweden with Little Dragon. They're a Swedish electronic dance group. Probably the most famous Swedish electronic, I mean, in my... to be honest, I'm not very well versed in Swedish dance music. However, Little Dragon is a fantastic band. This song is called Ritual Union. I used to hate this song. My mom used to play it, like, back when we had, like, Blackberries as phones. And she would, like, play it off her Blackberry, I think, in the car. It was, like, this and Dog Days. And she would play Ritual Union. I would just absolutely hate it. But as I matured musically, in large thanks, part, in large part thanks to my mom, I've come to like it. Little Dragon, Ritual Union. This is off their third studio album. Not their most successful studio album. This album is called Ritual Union. So obviously this is the lead single off that. And then from there, we will go into Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix. And then Ann Peebles' Trouble, Heartaches, and Sadness. So I hope you guys enjoy the next three songs.
Riding with the wind. with a thousand smiles she gives to me free. It's alright, she said, it's alright. Take anything you want from me.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Or I guess not the show, me talking. It's been the show the entire time. If you'd rather me not talk, you can just turn it off for like maybe 5 minutes and then come back. But I'm going to talk for a little bit because I like talking. So the first song, Ritual Union, Little Dragon, talked a little bit about that. Swedish experimental dance pop. Yeah, it's a good vibe. That's very... I don't know. It's a very 2000, like early 2000s sounding song. There was a lot of kind of like, you know, along with Depeche Mode, a lot of like throbbing European dance songs that came out of that era that are a lot of fun to listen to. So I've been tapping back into that a little bit, which I'm having fun with. I funny story, actually, it was my birthday about a month ago. Thank you. And for said birthday, one of my mom's friends, Christian Wright, sent me a bunch of CDs, and it was like a super mixed bag, meaning a lot of different artists. It was all good music, because Christian Wright is a a musical genius, some may say. But among those was a Depeche Mode CD that I listened to all the way through with my friend JoJo, and we just were like entranced the entire time. There was also a 2003 Tour de France CD in there, which was less good, but you know, if you need biking music, if you're a biker, if there are any bikers out there, highly recommended Tour de France 2003. Check out that track, or not that track, that album. After that, we had Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix. This is actually around the same time as the first song of the hour, For What It's Worth. It was released in 1967, actually from the UK. Don't know what Jimi Hendrix was doing in the UK, but it was released from a UK record label. The album cover sparked a good bit of controversy. It's kind of this, it's a adapted image of Buddha, but instead of Buddha, it's Jimi Hendrix. So it's been controversial as of late, but I think it's very emblematic of the era, kind of psychedelic 60s. Jimi Hendrix, there's a lot going on. If you go into any, like, so Tufts has this school called the SMFA, the School of the Museum of Fine Arts. If you go into any SMFA kid's dorm, the probability that they have a Little Wing Jimi Hendrix, or the album, excuse me, is called Access Bold as Love, the probability that they have that anywhere in their dorm room, like the poster of it, is pretty high. And then the probability that it's like above their bed and they like look at it while they're going to sleep is also pretty high. So if you're an SMFA kid and you have that in my room, I don't mean to target you. If you contact me, I will apologize for targeting you on public air, but just a mark of that album cover. My first experience with Jimi Hendrix was, well, I never met Jimi Hendrix, unfortunately, but my first experience with this album was I found it in a thrift store in middle of nowhere, Montana. And it was just a, you know, you're in the middle of nowhere, Montana, and you see a Jimi Hendrix, like, 1966 psychedelic album. it was a funny experience, but yeah, Jimi Hendrix, good man. The last song that we listened to was called Trouble, Heartaches, and Sadness. You know, it's a little bit of a downer for such a nice day, but that was recommended to me actually by my ethics professor, David Denby. I went to office hours and he like asked me about my life. And I don't know if you've ever been asked about your life from a teacher, but it like took me back. I had no idea what to say, you know? Like, what do you say? Like, yeah, you know, like, life's good. Like, and you don't complain about like the essay that you have to write for his class, right? Like, that's kind of off the table. Like, what do you talk about? So I was like, yeah, I have a radio show. And he was like, oh, what do you like playing? I was like, well, you know, my grandma listens a lot, so I gotta play some grandma friendly music. He was like, you should check out Ann Peebles. She's like really good soul artist. Her main song, which most of you guys probably know, is I Can't Stand the Rain. Goes, I can't stand the rain. Yeah, I'll spare you, but it's a good song. Ann Peebles, shout out David Denby. For any tough students listening, I would highly recommend taking a David Denby class. He's one of the most entertaining lecturers ever. Like, what did he do today? He did some pretty funny stuff today. He was like talking about the importance of voting, and he doesn't believe, well, he of course he believes in voting, but he was trying to get someone to argue for voting, and it was just this hilarious circular argument. I digress. All right. This next song, we're gonna do two songs and then I'll come back and talk at you some more. This next song is off a wonderful emerging artist album that actually came out this last week, Niloufar Yanya. I've talked about Niloufar on this show before. I played her song, played her song Midnight Sun, which is quite good. It's very Radiohead reminiscent. She's a fantastic artist. The album is called Painless. It's crazy good. I listened to it 3 times through yesterday. I would highly recommend it. You do have to be, it's not entirely a spring vibe, so I chose the springish, the most springy? Can a song be? Anyways, I chose the most springish song off the album. It's called Try by Niloufar Yanya, but the entire record is incredible. And then after that, we're going to be hearing Heavy Metal Drummer by Wilco. And I'll come back at you guys with a PSA. So without further ado, Niloufar Yanya.
Try to play this song, try to call. heart falls because girl you're so lonely. Things get strange here. No skies and no fears. Drinking from this well draws me down. Thinking from myself, not out loud. Trying, thinking of you till I get lost there so deeply. Silence leaves and it comes in stages, but bears no fruit till you grow silent on me. Keep out from here, I can't take it. Silence leaves, I walk in your forest, but there's no roots, I'm not sure I got this. Things get strange here.
Myself to dance in the warm liquid flow. classical music blasting, mass ringing in my ears. Oh, I sincerely miss those heavy metal bands I used to go see on the landing in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer, she fell in love with another, she fell in love.
Heavy Metal Drummer by Wilco. First song we listened to was Try by Niloufar Yanya. Both good songs. The last one we listened to, Heavy Metal Drummer, is admittedly a very college song. I've received this criticism quite often, actually. I'll like send my parents a song. I'm like, yo, found this song. Think you might like it, you know, just something nice. Just I'm thinking about you, you know, and then... Then they'll write back and they're like, you only like this because you're in college and it like sounds like college. And I'm like, God dang it, you're right. So that's a very college song. If you're not in college and you still enjoyed it, you know, I'm glad your inner college student is still alive. yeah, I think it's a good song. It was shown to me by a good friend, Wesley Jansen. Shout out Wes. It was his birthday. If you know Wesley Jansen, even if you don't know Wesley Jansen, you probably see him around. Give him a shout. Say happy 19th. Wish him a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Wes. All right. Favorite part of the hour. PSAs. It's really my least favorite part of the hour, actually. I always say it's my favorite part, but it's mainly just so I can laugh at myself instead of being sad about how badly I mess up PSAs. Okay. Here we go. This is the Food Not Bombs PSA. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using their consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. This has been a public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFL in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. Truly yours, Gabriel Molnar and Birdbrain. Okay. Got that over with. Thank you, legal requirements. Our legal requirements, for all of those wondering, are 1, no swearing on air. Good one. 2, you got to read a PSA because the public needs to hear the service announcements. And 3, you got to say that you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio at 0 and 5 of every hour. So, you know, now you know. You might be wondering why I say it twice in an hour. Because I'm required. I don't really like requirements. Does anyone like requirements? I don't know. Maybe it's not worth asking. Anyways, next up we have Waiting on a Friend by the Rolling Stones. This song was requested to me by a dear friend and god sister, Malia Chung. who's probably not listening, but I still love her anyways. This is from the album Tattoo You, not one of the Rolling Stones' better known... Well, it's not their best known album, I'll say that much. But the cover is pretty iconic. It's Mick Jagger with a bunch of tattoos on his face and a red background. It's pretty dope. We're going to go from that to Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. Love Fleetwood Mac. Then we're going to listen to my favorite song of the month called Boots of Spanish Leather. And I'll interject before you listen to that because I have some stuff to say about it. And it's a good song. But until then, Waiting on a Friend and Landslide. Here goes.
took my love and took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around, and I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tide?
Landslide, Fleetwood Mac, wonderful song. Fleetwood Mac, one of those bands, one of the most under-talked about, but also best bands of all time. Like, you know, whenever you say best band of all time, people are like, the Beatles, Rolling Stones, Radiohead, maybe if they're weird. Like, very few people say Fleetwood Mac, except for, like, the Granola crowd. Like, if you go to Colorado College or, like, Boulder, you probably say Fleetwood Mac, but other than that, underrated, great band. Which doesn't mean that they're underrated. I think they're properly rated. They're just not talked about as a great brand enough. That's irrelevant. Good question as to what genre that is. You know, I don't really know. I'd say, like, probably country-ish rock. But mainly, it's just a good transition to the next song, which has been my favorite song of the month. It is called Boots of Spanish Leather. It is by Bob Dylan. What would I say about this song? I just want to speak before this song because it helps to know that it's two people writing letters back and forth to each other. So I recommend that you listen to it as such. It makes for a very good story about war and leaving and love lost. So yeah, I guess you can just hear that all for yourself. But here you go, Boots of Spanish Leather, Bob Dylan.
Oh, I'm sailing away, my own true love. I'm sailing away in the morning. Is it something I can send you from across the sea? From the place that I'll be landing. No, there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing to be owning, just to carry yourself back to me unspoiled. If I'm across that lonesome ocean, ah, but I just thought you might want something fine, made of silver or of golden, either from the mountains of Madrid or from the coast of Barcelona. But if I had the stars of the darkest night and the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I'd forsake them all for your sweet kiss. For that's all I'm wishing to be owning. But I might be gone a long old time, and it's only that I'm asking, is there something I can send you to remember me by, to make your time more easy passing? Oh, how can you ask me again? It only brings me sorrow, the same thing I would want today, I would want again tomorrow. Oh, I got a letter on a lonesome day. It was from her ship, it's sailing, saying I don't know when I'll be coming back again. It depends on how I'm feeling. If you, my love, must think that away, I'm sure your mind is a roaming. I'm sure your thoughts are not with me, but with the country to where you're going. So take heed of the western winds. Take heed of the stormy weather. And yes, there's something you can send back to me. Spanish boots are Spanish leather.
Doesn't your heart just break listening to that song? I don't know. It's so beautiful. It also, I didn't realize that it was like how sad it was until like time five listening to it. So I was already in the mood of being like, oh, this is a great song. And then you listen to it and it's just so sad. It's love lost. It's a couple and the man has to go to war and he goes to Spain. And all that his partner wants is for him to come home again. And while he's sailing away across the lonesome Atlantic Ocean, he loses love. And that's horrible. It's not that. Well, it's just sad. We're going to finish up with a song. It's Portuguese. It's called... I apologize in advance to any Portuguese speakers out there. It's called Aguas de Marcau. I think, which means Waters of March. It's a bossa nova banger. Just kidding. It's not really a banger. It's a bossa nova hit. It's considered one of the best Brazilian songs ever made. It was written by Antonio Carlos Jobim, who's one of the best bossa nova artists of all time. His album Wave is fantastic. If you are just getting into bossa nova or hear this song and you think that you like it, I would go check it out. This rendition is done by Stan Getz and João Gilberto. I messed that one up too. Who are known for their 1964 album, Getz and Gilberto. This is a different album. This is a live album that they performed in 1976, which was really rare for sure. João Gilberto, he was not a very public musician, so to have a live recording, for him to perform at all, actually was kind of a rarity. And if you listen to the introduction track of the album, Getz and Gilberto 76, you'll hear that. Stan Getz talks about how what an honor it is to get to play with Gilberto, and what an honor it is to perform live with him. Regardless, the song is called The Waters of March, named for the torrential rains of March in the Southern Hemisphere. And it's a song that it has an English version too. I do not recommend listening to it unless you want to know what the lyrics are saying, because it's slightly adapted, but it basically just paints a bunch of different pictures of the destruction that follows the winter, follows the rains, but it also gives you a sense of new life in spring. So this will be the last song of the hour. You guys have all been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope that you've enjoyed it. I'll be back next week. See ya.
É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho, o resto de toco um pouco sozinho. Um caco de vidro, é a vida, é o sol, é a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol. É peroba do campo, nó da madeira, caingá, candeia, o matista pereira. É madeira de vento, tombo da ribanceira, é o mistério profundo, queira ou não queira. O vento ventando, é o fim da ladeira, é a viga, é o vão, festa da cumieira. É a chuva chovendo, é conversa ribeira, das águas de março, é o fim da canseira. É o pé, é o chão, é a mastradeira, passarinho na mão, pedra de atiradeira. Uma ave no céu, uma ave no chão, um regato, uma fonte, um pedaço de pão. É o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho, no rosto desgosto, é um pouco sozinho. É um estrepe, é um prego, é uma ponta, é um ponto, um pingo pingando, uma conta, um conto. Um peixe é um gesto, é uma prata brilhando, a luz da manhã, o tijolo chegando, é além, é o dia, é o fim da picada, é a garrafa de cana, estilhaço na estrada. Projeto da casa, o corpo na cama, o carro enguiçado, é a lama, é a lama. Um passo, uma ponta, um sapo, uma rã, um resto de mato na luz da manhã. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É promessa de vida no teu coração. Uma cobra, um pau, é João, é José. Um espinho na mão, um corte no pé. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É promessa de vida no teu coração. É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. O resto de toco um pouco sozinho. Um passo, uma ponta.